Despite the impact of COVID-19 trading restrictions, Long for Life has managed to keep its head above water. The lifestyle asset investor produced an interim profit, albeit at over 94% lower than that of the previous comparable period. In the meantime, company CEO Brian Joffe says that the new norm holds promise for the business segments in which the group operates, and he joins us now with greater perspective on that. Thanks so much, Brian, for joining us this evening. So, as I say, we've seen Long for Life report a marginal half-year profit, but your operations hit hard nevertheless. Talk us through some of the pressures the business has had to withstand.
Hi, good evening. Principally, we've been in lockdown mode for a long period of time. The beauty business of Sorbet was locked down really almost for the whole 6 months. In the case of beverages, we were linked to the alcohol industry, and that, of course, was closed, and so we had some problems over there, and they were closed down for almost the whole 6 months. And then in the case of Sportsman's Warehouse, we were closed for a month, and then we were obviously then allowed to sell winter goods. And so it's been a slow, very slow process. But I'm pleased to say that what we aimed to achieve during the lockdown period, we did achieve, and that was to make sure that the business emerged fundamentally stronger than it did before we started the COVID close down.
Yeah, how much of a buffer do those now built up fundamentals actually provide? Because you've seen profits having fallen from 131 million down to 7.5 million, and a lot of that buffer has been eroded. Many asking how much more pressure you can potentially take, or are the various operations within your stable gaining nice enough momentum?
You know, we're a very liquid company. We've got about 800 and something million in the bank with no debt. Trading in the retail sector now is probably at the levels that they were pre-COVID. The beverage businesses are basically producing now at full capacity. And so the only real slow area is still the recovery of the salon business, where people are reluctant to go to the malls. And, of course, they also have capacity constraints. So, and by and large, you know, I think we're doing okay. I mean, it's a very cash-generative business, and so, you know, with the new focuses that have arisen, you know, new niche markets have arrived. So we're okay.
Brian, nevertheless, what shifts are you seeing in terms of consumers and how they're approaching these consumer categories?
Well, I mean, I think there's been a slant towards some of the activities that we do. For example, in outdoor warehouse, which is trading particularly well, you know, people are camping and spending time in South Africa, whereas before they were traveling internationally. And in the case of Sportsman's Warehouse, there's been a reallocation of spend. People are spending more money on their home fitness programs than they were spending at gyms. Cycling is good. Athletics is good. So running. So, you know, there are new markets emerging all the time. And we've got new products coming to the market as well. So hopefully in the new summer season, we'll do well.
Talk us through the investments that you're plowing into this business and how much, spend or capex we're potentially looking at over the next 6 months to a year, where, in fact, that's being directed.
So the capex spend is very little. We've got some replacement capex that we've got on the go all the time, and that's in refurbishment of stores. In the case of the plant in the beverage business, there isn't any more capex. We've rationalized some plant from Cape Town to Johannesburg, in order to help us with the sales capacity in the northern zone, as we call it. As I said, we've got new products coming to the market, and that hopefully we'll be able to utilize that capacity in Gauteng.
Any more of a hint as to what we're potentially looking at in the pipeline here?
No, well, we've got alcohol-based products that are coming to the market. We've got mocktails that have come to the market now. So, yeah, they're all mainly in the beverage business.
Okay, because you highlight the fact that, you know, Long for Life's portfolio is positioned for growth. So where exactly do you see that coming through most strongly, Brian, over the next year?
Well, I think it's in the markets that we're in. I think it's not necessarily unique to us. I think the sport and recreation business, and including outdoor, is a market that people are spending money on at the moment. I mean, hopefully they'll continue to do so. And in the case of the beverages, we're allied particularly to alcohol. We're in the mixer category principally, and alcohol sales seem to be picked up a bit. If they'd let them sell alcohol on Saturdays, that would help us a little as well. But Yeah, but I think that's really the space.
You're also creeping a little bit more so into the online shopping capability. You're making investments in, you know, in that arena. What does that potentially bring to your stable, and how soon?
Well, there's no doubt that online has picked up significantly in this particular area in this time frame. And so we're putting a lot of investment into that, increasing capacity. Obviously, we need to have more people employed, and so that's expanded quite significantly. Online is, as you say, is obviously a big space for us.
Well, let's leave it there, Brian. Thanks so much for having joined us this evening. That was Brian Joffe, CEO of Long for Life.